All things Fayetteville football are here now. This is the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is everything Fayetteville football. I am here with the head football coach and athletic director of the Fayetteville Wolves, Coach John Limbaugh. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good, David. How about yourself?
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing good. I know you don't like the spotlight being on you. We love it being on these kids, but you had a little procedure done earlier this week, and I've been worried about you and everything, been praying for you. How you doing health-wise?
I'm doing fine. It was just some kidney stones. Got to explain what it is so somebody don't think I had a vasectomy or something. So when you say a procedure, people get to wondering. But, no, it was just kidney stones, but they do hurt. And I've been dealing with those for several weeks now, a couple months, whatever, but or a little bit longer. But it's over with now. It's done. And I hadn't missed any practices, so that's all good. Good and well, it's over.
Yeah, you had that little procedure. I call it done. There's nothing great about that, but you showed up at practice that afternoon. But I got to ask you, what's more painful, kidney stones or the type of injuries you've had to your football team?
I'd rather have kidney stones all the time than any one of my kids get hurt or the injuries we've gone through this year. We've gone through a lot of adversity with the injuries this year, and it's been very difficult to deal with, and now I've learned a lot as a coach, because I've never have been through this many injuries before. I was talking to Wiley's coach the other day and asked him about it, and he said, well, coach, he said, there was one time we played a game and we had five injuries in the ball game. They didn't come back the rest of the year, and it just tore our season apart. And so he had been through it one time before, but I have never been through this many injuries to this many key players that were so vital to our program. And all these kids were leaders on our team, and every one of them. And so when you're missing 10 starting positions, it's hard to do anything. It really is. You know, it's just been very difficult, very trying year for me personally. Dealing with some bitterness and some, when you don't achieve your goals, I'm a goal-oriented person. I always have been. And when you don't achieve your goals, it's a difficult deal. So that's what we've been going through this year. And football's so important to me. It's just been a hard year. But I think we've grown tremendously. Our kids have gotten closer. Our family's gotten stronger. Everybody's, we don't have kids getting in any trouble or anything like that. We got great kids, and it's just fun to be around them. We're going to learn from this. We're going to grow from it, and we're going to come back, fighting and the next year. But we still got a couple games to go this year that we need to go win.
Coach, talking about those injuries that have really hampered you this year as far as your top four or five football players off of your team, if you ask most people. But what that's done is it enabled you to play – a lot of younger kids and a lot of kids kind of the next man up issue. Talk about what they did last week against Victory Christian, because you had some younger kids step up and answer the bell.
Yeah, well, one JV player we brought up, Jet Liner, caught a couple good balls and a couple nile routes and did quite well. I'm very pleased with him. And Braden Wood, Dave, we took him off the offensive line. He is an offensive line starter, and we didn't have any running backs left. And we put him back there at the running back position. And out of the running back position, he caught three balls, one for a touchdown, as beautiful as anything you ever saw. And he told me, he said, during practice earlier in the week, I said, boy, can you catch a ball? He said, coach, just throw it to me. I'll catch every one of you throw. He actually did. So he was man of his word,
Well, I got to ask you, too, when you take an offensive lineman and you put him on in the backfield, one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to get smaller on the offensive line or you're going to get bigger and slower in the backfield, and sometimes that can work out.
Well, the thing about it is he's pretty quick, and in the backfield he didn't let us down a bit. He kept up the charge really well. Really proud of him. And the thing about it, Dave, we're probably going to keep him there next year. I'm not sure we'll put him back on the offensive line. We'll just have to wait and see. But he really came on and really, really did well, and very, very pleased and proud of him. And we also had, Brody Urshree, caught a long pass, 30-something yarder. He caught it within about 15 or 20 yards, then ran for about 15 or 20 more. Very, very pleased with Brody Urshery. Very, very pleased with what he did. But you know, I'm proud of these guys for stepping up and doing the job that they did. And I'll have to say something about Eli Burns. I told Eli Burns in the locker room yesterday before practice began that he became a football player. This is his first year to ever play football. And he's come along and doing great things for us all year long, catching the ball. But doggone it, if last, you know, Friday night, that kid stepped up and showed out. He caught a touchdown pass, of course, but he caught several balls during the night, adding to that 200-plus yardage night on throwing. But he played and he hit some folks on defense, too. He just came alive and did some good things for us. Very, very proud of him, absolutely.
Another kid that stands out in my mind is a kid that has never played football before, Caleb Woods, up on your offensive line, starting to get better.
Yeah, Caleb Woods is starting to get better. He's working hard. We moved him back to snapping the football. And the thing about it, he didn't mess up any snaps. None of his snaps were messed up, whether they'd be under center or in the gun. And I thought he did a good job. And he's learning to step after he gets that snap, learning to block better. And I look for a whole offensive line to be even better next year because we don't lose a one of them. You know, we only got three seniors on the ball team. So all these guys are going to step up. And you know, one thing that we do as coaches, like number four, the quarterback from Victory Christian, he's graduating. We all like, yeah, you know. We say this kind of stuff, you know, as coaches, when we look and see who's graduating. Well, when people look at our team, they're shaking their head and saying, well, they're not losing anybody. They're not losing anybody. And I hate to lose the three we've got, but a lot of teams, you know, you usually lose 8 to 12 players a year, usually, where we're only saying goodbye to three of them. So we're going to be a strong force to be reckoned with next year.
And, of course, this region now kind of it's pretty much set in stone, the first and second place. But you've got some teams down there at the bottom and teams that you played in the last couple of weeks in Victory Christian and so forth that they've got a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, they're going to make playoffs, and Victory's going to be in there, and Woodland's still fighting, and it's just, you know, David, I look at it and you propose that question out there and there's some great coaches in our league, and I'm so proud of all of them and the teams we play, and I like these guys, they're friends, but I wanted us to be one of those teams in it, and not, you know, I thought we'd be a first or, you know, second at the least in this thing this year, you know, getting a number two spot. I think maybe my expectations were so high this year because I knew what was going to happen. I knew the team we had. I knew the players we had. And my expectations were so high this year. I think that's the big letdown, you know, is I had these high expectations. What we're going to do is we're going to keep our heads down. We're going to fight. And we're going to hit the grindstone, and we're going to work ourselves this summer, and we're going to take it one game at a time and see what might happen. And I believe some good things are going to happen, but we're going to be that team that's scratching the clawing and working every day. And we'll see what happens next year.
Well, and another thing, too, by the injuries that you've had really to your top four or five ball players, season-ending injuries, and by playing these younger kids – they're not only getting one game of experience. Now, they're going to have five or six good seven games under their belt going into next year. That can do nothing but help your football team.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be nothing but help. But, you know, we've come a long way, Dave. We've come a long way, and now the bar is set high. It really is because we look at them on practice field. We look back to our first couple of games of the year and how well – and we were playing how you know, thorough things looked and how we were executing. And that was early in the season. And we want that to continue for the whole season long, you see. And that's going to be our effort this year. But like you said, these young guys are getting the playing time that's needed. They're getting that – what you can't give somebody as a coach is experience. So they're getting that experience, and that's going to go a long way for us next year.
Absolutely. Well, let's turn our attention to what you've got going on this Friday. You step – back into region play again before having an off week. Only two games remaining on the schedule. And as you mentioned, you're playing for pride. You're playing to get better next year. You got Woodland, and then you got a Brilliant team coming in here. We'll touch on Brilliant in a couple of weeks because you've got another off week. A lot of people are not used to having two off weeks during the year, but because of TC dropping out of the region and everything, you've got two off weeks. But this week you go to Woodland, and the Bobcats are having you guys for homecoming, and they're record-wise about the same way. Talk a little bit about what you've seen on film and what you know about the Bobcats.
Well, I know they're a team that's to be reckoned with. They played Winterburg to the wire. I think we were like 40-something to 20-something against Winterburg, and we played hard. We played good, but we had those had injuries in the Winterburg game and so forth like that. But wasn't able to compete at full strength is what I'm trying to say. But the Bobcats are at full strength. They played Winterburg to the wire. Winterburg won there at the end of the ball game to get that victory. And so you got a team that's very capable and very able. And homecoming is going to be a big time for them, just like it is for every team. And, you know, we're used to being homecoming. We used to be everybody's homecoming game. But that was in the past. It's not like that anymore. But we will be facing them for homecoming, and they'll be up for the challenge. But our kids will be, too. And it's they're going to have to work to beat the Wolves. So because we're going to pour it on, and we're going to do our very best, and our fans are going to be proud of us, and our kids are going to compete like they always do. So, but these guys, they can run the ball, and then they got a capable quarterback, a good football coach. So it'll be all we can do to go on the road to win this game.
You know, as a head football coach, I'm sure looking at these last two games, knowing that you're not going to advance into postseason, but I think one of the things, if you're like me, one of the things you're looking for in these last two games is if you can have two good games, mm-hmm. and you don't turn the ball over and you don't make mental mistakes, a lot of penalties, and you play to the very best mm-hmm. of your capabilities, and you still come out on the short end, you tip your hat to the other mm-hmm. coach, but you know you're getting better. And I think that's probably what you're looking for in these last two games.
Well, you know, what we're looking for is execution. We want to be able to execute our offense and our defense. You know, like you know, gosh, I just feel for Coach Jacks, all the work that he puts in on the defensive side of the ball, but our whole secondary was decimated with all these injuries. And, you know, we run a 4-2-5, and when you got, you know, three of your guys out
yeah.
in the secondary, that's very, very difficult. And so, you know, but what we want to see is progress. We want to see execution. Love to see two wins at the end of the year, get things going in the right direction. And that's what we're looking for.
Well, of course, you talked about their quarterback being very capable. Have you seen anything defensively on film that you think with your offensive sets and your new kids in the backfield that you can exploit?
Yes, we've seen some things. I won't go into that, but we've seen some things that we'd like to take advantage of. But again, we're going to be playing a lot of younger players too, because we see the need in that. And Coach Collier has done such a brilliant job with our offense, and we run that flex bone, and it's fun to watch anyway. A lot of misdirection and things like that. So that's how we'll try to take advantage of it, through just the offense that we run.
Well, of course, Fayetteville will be on the road this Friday night as they travel over to over a little past Wadawi. If you don't know where Woodland is, about an hour and 15 minutes away, they'll get on the bus Friday afternoon and head over there to take on the Bobcats. Coach, of course, if fans, they want a big crowd there, and I know Fayetteville always travels well, but if they can't, they can listen over on our special channels with Fayetteville Wolves. Coverage starting at 6:30 with Jacob Bassett and Blake Bagley. Coach, good luck on Friday night, and go Wolves.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your support and everything the radio station does for us. And Lee Perriman, we just appreciate y'all so much. But all our fans, please show up and get on the road and come support us. And go Wolves.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Fayetteville Wolves, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, on Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2, the Fayetteville Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.